Okay, our friends. So we are continuing through the more 5-minute stories book. This is, I think, the third story in the book, because we've already read The Doctor, and we read The Claw, and now we are on to Swim School. Swim School. And all of these stories were, I believe, written by Joe Brum. I'm very excited to read about it because, you know, while it is winter here, there are other parts of the world, other parts of the globe that are experiencing summertime, warm summertime, swimming weather. And so for those people, this story is for you. Are you ready? Yeah. Okay, he says meow, which is correct because he is a cat today. Which cat are you? Are you Floof? Beans? Beans the cat. And his master, Mommy. So are you ready, Beans? Beans got a little distracted there because he's swatting at a fluffy pillow I have behind my back. But Beans, I have a story with puppies. Are you ready? Yeah, let's do it. Here we go. Bluey and her family are on holiday.
Bingo, it's a big danger to run by the pool, says Dad.
Sorry,
says Bingo and stops, and then Bluey runs in.
Let's play swim school. Dad, Bluey's running by the pool, says Bingo.
Don't be a dauber, says Dad.
But Bluey's doing something dangerous, says Bingo, confused. Shouldn't I daub then?
Dad doesn't know how to answer that.
Chili?
And Mum just shrugs. Now, to be a dauber, there's another term that we might use for that, and it's a tattler, tattletale, right? You tattle on someone, you daub on someone when you are telling the grown-ups that there's something else going on that they should be aware of. It's time for swim school. The students have to pass all the lessons in Little Fish before they can move up to Big Fish.
Hello, darlings. I'm Karen, says the teacher.
Merfindor, Sharon, and Bevan are a family in the Little Fish class. Karen is teaching them to kick when Bevan starts mucking around.
Bevan isn't doing it properly, dobs Sharon. She's telling on him, right?
And he says, doo doo doo.
Is Bevan doing anything dangerous?
Asks Karen.
Well, no.
Then don't be a dauber, sweetie,
says Karen. The family keeps practicing kicking until Merfindor disappears underwater.
Karen, Merfindor just poked me,
dobs Devon.
Hands to yourself, please, young lady.
Hang on, says Sharon. Shouldn't Bevan get in trouble for dobbing like I did?
Yes. Bevan, no dobbing, says Karen.
I think that maybe Bluey, who is, of course, Karen in this story, might be a little bit confused about the rules for dobbing, right?
Shouldn't Sharon get in trouble for dobbing on me? About dobbing on Merfindor?
He asks.
Oh, yes. Bad Sharon,
says Karen.
And Karen has had enough. Okay, class, there is a new rule. No more dobbing.
Unless someone's in danger, says Sharon.
Karen nods.
Remember, you are a family.
Let's work together, says Bevan.
And when they work together, Merfindor and Sharon and Bevan are excellent little fish, and they learn doggy paddle, monkeying, and ninja kicks,
which looks like a lot of fun. It looks like you do a ninja pose while you jump into the water. I feel like that's right. That seems like the way to go.
Karen is very proud.
Well done, puppets. You all get to move up to Big Fish.
Hooray,
they all say.
Good luck,
says Karen.
Wait, says Sharon. Aren't you our teacher for Big Fish?
Oh, no. Margaret takes Big Fish, says Karen. Goodbye.
And Karen leaves.
I have a feeling we're not going to like Margaret,
says Bevan. And of course, Bevan is played by the dad, Bandit.
I'm Margaret. I'm not as nice as Karen,
says Bluey, who is now in a different swimming costume. And she sits up and says,
surprise!
Don't worry about us. Karen taught us to work as a family and never dob, says Sharon.
Well, I like dobbing, and if you don't dob, you won't pass.
But I thought dobbing was bad, says Marifendor.
No, dobbing is good.
The family doesn't think much of that.
We're going to pass Big Fish without dobbing. But Big Fish is pretty hard. Margaret sits on you during backstroke, and it's hard to do, and so she says, fail! And while you're swimming across the pool, she sits on you then too,
fail!
She even blows in your ears while you're starfishing.
Another fail!
Oh my goodness, she is super hard. Sharon calls a family meeting. Margaret is a silly old watermelon head. I want Karen back.
I want Karen back.
What if we just refuse to do what she says? Karen suggests.
Yeah,
Bevan agrees.
Let's stick together.
It's a good plan, but before they can try it, Marifendor dobs them in.
Excellent dobbing, says Margaret. You just passed Big Fish.
Marifendor! Bevan shouts, did you dob on us?
Now everyone starts to dob, and no one gets better at swimming. Marifendor called you a silly old watermelon head.
But Sharon peeked in Marco Polo.
Fail! Fail!
Says Bluey, who is actually Margaret.
Well, Bevan, Bevan peed in the pool.
Everyone stops because at that very moment, Margaret had her mouth full of water to spray at them and tell them that they had failed, which means that she's got her mouth full of pee water. Blech. Gross. Sharon, Margaret, and Marifendor race to get out of the water.
You two pass Big Fish,
Margaret tells Sharon and Marifendor.
Bevan, you fail, you big grub.
Marifendor has passed the glass, but something isn't right. Dobbing on her family doesn't feel very good.
If Bevan fails, then I want to fail too,
Marifendor says. Hi-ya! And she ninja kicks into the pool.
I'm with Marifendor, says Sharon.
And she, yeah, ninja kicks into the pool too. So all of them are back in the pool.
Well, fine,
says Margaret.
You all fail.
Good one, sis,
says Bevan. He feels pretty good about having his family back. But then,
surprise! Welcome back to Little Fish, says Karen. I'm so proud of you all.
And they have a big family hug. And then, Bingo's got an eye open. And she has got an eyebrow raised because she suspects something. And she says,
why is the water warmer here?
And everyone goes, oh, Bevan,
because he probably peed again. And peeing makes the water warm.
Yuck City. Don't do it.
Don't pee
in the pool. Don't pee in the pool. Get up out of the pool and go to the bathroom. And then you can go back to the pool. Once you have finished going potty in the bathroom where you ought to go. I don't know why no one has told him that. He's a grown-up. He should know, right? Also, wash your hands. Yeah. The cat agrees with me. Oh, well. And that is...
Mew.
The...
Mew.
End.
Mew.
Yes. Good kitty. Yes. And now let's go put you in the bath. Ooh.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.